This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.
All right, with Shaking the Money Maker, what I do is I find a product online that somebody else has created. So it's not my idea. Somebody else has created it. And I want to stock it here in Australia and make some coin off of it.
Yeah, you want to invest.
And we've had so many products so far. And you are my sounding post, so to speak, Gab, because I run it past you. You give it the yay or the nay, because I'm super excited about every product that I bring to the table.
Every single product. And some of them are absolutely ridiculous, like the dumbbell alarm, where you've actually got to do weights in order to turn the alarm off.
That was great.
Not good to work out so early in the morning when you're not warmed up.
All right, well, let's try this one. And this is such a cracker. I have a funny feeling it's not real, but I don't want to do the research to find out at this point because I think it is so cool, that I want it to be real.
So you just don't want to be disappointed.
So if you give it the yes, I'm not quite sure what the next step will be.
Okay, all right.
To be honest. But we all...
I'm sorry, but when have you taken the next step on any of the yeses? So it doesn't really matter.
I'm waiting until I get a stockpile of enough yeses and then I will send them a group email saying I'm keen.
Okay.
But well done on picking that up. Okay. We all know and love and use underpants.
Yes.
Right? We love underpants.
Yeah,
they
true.
Give us a boundary between between skin and pant. They're our middle ground. It's perfect. Here's something that I reckon is awesome. Panda pants.
What?
They're like not quite gloves for your hand, but still offer the protection for your
hand.
So
they just go over your palm, not your fingers.
Yeah, panda pants.
Tired of senseless rubbing damage while using your hands? Tired of chafing under gloves? Try hander pants.
Hander pants?
Hander pants?
Hander pants.
Underpants, the underpants for your hands. They solve all kinds of problems, like chafing, reddening of the hands, or damage to the hands through constant rough contact with other objects. And talk about sexy! You'll have to hold the ladies back after they get a glimpse of these tidy whities.
Hander pants.
How good are hander pants?
That guy is passionate.
Isn't he?
Wow.
Hander pants. What do you reckon, Gab? Yes or no?
Well, they're saying that hander pants are great for chafing. I reckon hander pants are great for other reasons, like when you shake hands, you don't have to actually touch the sweaty palm.
Of somebody else.
Or when you high five at the end of a gym class and all your hands are gross
and sweaty.
Yeah. You don't want that on your hand. So in that instance...
That's
no, I'm saying no to hander pants. As if I was going to say yes to hander pants.
Who wouldn't say yes to hander pants? Hander pants.
And I'm telling you right now,
They
are not sexy. That is a lie, a blatant lie.
Come on, it might be to some in the dark.
My boyfriend recently moved into my house, which is going great guns, loving it. But the other day, I saw this thing on the top of my bookcase, which kind of looked like a stormtrooper helmet.
Yeah.
And when I kind of glanced, it was just this white helmet with black glasses.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, that was the first thing that popped into my mind. I didn't look closely, but I just turned to him. I was like, what the hell is a stormtrooper helmet sitting on top of my bookcase for? Did I just say helmet?
You did say helmet.
Helmet.
Yes.
Helmet. But I asked him, I'm like, what is that doing there? And he goes, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
That's the Stig.
The Stig.
So from Top Gear, the Stig helmet. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, well, I don't care what it is. What is it doing on top of my bookcase? Yeah. And he goes, it's a money box.
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay. So what 29-year-old man has a money box? And that was the same question you asked when I told you the story, Hamish. Like, you were like, does anyone have that anymore?
When you hit adulthood, do you still use a money box or a piggy bank or whatever you want to call it? Because when I have spare change, it kind of just either it comes out of my pocket, it sits in a jar at home, and if it's in the car, it's sort of in one of the many sort of
little consoles
that you can put it, or I put it in the bank.
Yeah, well, and being a lady, you've got a handbag, so all of my coins just sit at the bottom of my handbag. If I ever need parking money, I just dig through it to find the gold at the bottom. So I want to know 13, 12, 16 this morning.
Yeah.
Who out there, as an adult, still rocks a money box.
Yeah, by all
means.
Do
you have a piggy bank? And extra points if it's one of those ones you have to smash to get the money out.
Ah, yeah. All right, give us a call. Are you rocking a piggy bank, a money box, whatever you want to call it? 13, 12, 16. We'd love to hear from you. We've got Ian on the line on 13, 12, 16. Ian, do you use a money box?
I sure do. I've got two myself, one for silver and one for gold.
That's a good idea.
And I just don't use my coin at all. So, and to be honest, at the end of it, when you do open them up, they're about $2,000 in each one.
Wow. That is a good saving mechanism, I'm not going to lie. But what do you do when you've got to pay for parking?
Oh, look, use notes. I don't use coin, full stop.
What if it's a parking meter?
Oh, well.
Just avoid that park.
Drive around the block until you find a park that's available that you don't have to pay for. Right. And how often do you crack open the money box and spend the coin?
Probably every 12 months.
Wow. That is awesome. Maybe I need to actually invest in something like that. The problem with me, though, is I'd crack it open every couple of weeks.
Yeah. You'd have mentally be going, I'll only crack it open in case of emergency.
Yeah, and
but
then
every 2 weeks you'll find an emergency.
Yeah, I'll find a top on sale or something. And yeah,
that's an emergency.
I'm done.
Yeah. Ian, well, thanks.
I paid for a cruise. Oh.
Get out, really?
That's awesome.
Yeah, paid for a cruise for me and my partner.
Wow.
Did you go to the travel agent and just dump a whole heap of coins on her desk? Like, how does that work?
No, we had to bag it up and, take it in $50 lot sort of thing,
I would have just handed her the money box. So there you go. It's $2,000 in there, trust me. Ian, thanks for the call.
No worries.
So it seems like it's a pretty good idea to rock a piggy bank, Gab.
Yeah, I'm actually wanting to get on board this phenomenon.
Imagine the savings.
My boyfriend has the right idea, except he should never have told me where it was how to access it.
Don't
that was
put
his
it out
one
in the
problem.
Open. Don't put it out in the open. Rookie manoeuvre there.
Totally.
We've got Phil on the line right now. Phil, are you also keen?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. And why?
Well, I put all my spare change straight into the money tin, and then at the end of each year, it's everything, all the money's in there for Christmas presents.
That's a really good idea, too.
It's a great idea.
It seems to be a lot of grown men have this idea. So why are no women doing this? Why is
no spare change left
out? Why aren't any ladies on board?
No spare change. Guys.
Well, it also keeps the money safe from the women, too.
I don't know if it does, to be honest. I just don't know.
Hide the money box so they don't know.
Yeah. You need to do that.
You need to hide it.
Yeah, don't tell your significant other where it is that you even have one.
That's right. Don't even let the secret out. Just keep it to yourself and just say, that spare change just disappears.
Yeah.
You don't know where it is.
At the end of the year, where'd this $100,000 come from?
Wow.
What?
Who has a spare $100,000 in change, Gab? You're getting paid too much if that's the case. Mate, thanks for the call.
Not a problem.
All right, we're going to move on now.
I meant to say 100, then I went to change it to 1,000, it ended up being 100,000.
Whatever, money bags. And you won't even spring for a coffee for me after the show. It's how she saves a coin.
I have been providing a service to the community at the moment of drawing people's pets. I drew mine and I had nearly 50 people, actually over 50 people, send through photos of their pets for me to attempt to draw. And everyone's been happy so far, so happy to the point where I'm having an art exhibition this Thursday, which is going to be awesome. But let's catch up with one more of the art recipients. Cassie, how are you?
I'm good.
All right, so you sent through a photo of your pet. What is your pet?
He's a cat named Philip.
And Philip is absolutely adorable, but Cassie really wanted to test me because one of Philip's ears is bent backwards. That's not easy
photo,
to draw, Cassie.
Yeah.
No. That's why I gave you that picture.
Oh, thanks. Everyone was trying to test me, but now, I think I managed. I think I did a good job.
Now, Cassie, what Gabby's going to do is send through the photo to you. While she's doing that, can I just say, are you going to be blatantly honest with your opinion?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, you've just received it. What do you think?
Oh, I love it.
Is that an I love it, I love it?
Yeah.
He is adorable. I did such a good job with Philip. I'm so proud of him.
You actually did a really good job.
Yes. Yes, I did.
I have seen this picture also that you have drawn.
Yeah.
and the photo. Yeah. I just don't get it.
Yeah, no, it's adorable. If anyone else wants to check it out, I've got the photo up on our Facebook page, Hit South Queensland. You can take a look and decide for yourself whether you think it's awesome or not. Obviously, Cassie loves it. I love it. Hamish's opinion doesn't matter. And we're also doing... We're having an art exhibition on Thursday as well at Grand Central in Toowoomba. So if you want to see them in person, feel free to pop on down. It's going to be awesome.
Wow. Cassie, I don't understand what's happening here. This is the world's biggest G-up. I don't know. Why. Have you guys been in cahoots beforehand?
No. You can see all the messages, Hamish. It's all on our page that you can access. Yeah. So you can see that there has been absolutely no money exchanged. From me to Cassie.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Everyone just loves it.
No, I
don't. My art is awesome.
I don't get it.
Get on board.
I can't. I've tried.
I really... Hamish, it's really, really great.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, even the stripe. Even the stripe.
See?
All right. Okay, well, I still don't get it. I don't understand what's happening here, but that's fine. Okay, I'll let you do your little thing, and not that I have any say in the matter.
No.
You just go. After the exhibition, is it all done?
It'll all be done. So I've finished all the drawings. The remainder of the drawings that I have done, like the final 10, will be up on the page today.
Excellent.
And all 45 of the drawings will be at the exhibition on Thursday. I'll put the details on our page at Hit South Queensland on Facey.
And remember, once you see them, they can't be unseen.
They're not that bad.
Yes, they are.
This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.